Welcome to Beautiful Ghosts. We are a community of people that have honest conversations, open up to others, and are willing to be vulnerable to grow and discover what is beautiful within us. Here is a new conversation with Mariana, Nico, Pablo, and you, searching for beautiful ghosts.
Good morning, beautiful ghosts. Wherever you are, I just fucking love that you are with us again. And yes, we will swear today, as usual, not just me.
You know what? I don't judge. I don't judge.
No, I don't judge either. But whenever Mariana says the F word in the introduction, we know what her mood is.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
She's revealing her mood in the first few words.
Exactly. Thank you for saying it. Well, how are you, Nico?
I'm very good. Yes, I was going to like Thunderbirds. Mm. But no, I'm Pablo, doing well. Pablo?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. And I'm not feeling judgmental either. As Nico pointed out,
you are the most judgmental. Saying to you that I'm judgmental. Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's the most judgmental of the three?
that's being judgmental.
Yeah, that is like pointed the opposite to me. I get it.
Yes.
Look. Yes. Okay, so Pablo, can you introduce the theme for today?
Yeah, we're talking about being judgmental, and we have a definition, which is being overly critical, which I think is an aspect, but also I think there is the aspect of jumping to conclusions too quickly, okay, and probably with a negative connotation as well.
Yeah, right? Like it's a little bit negative.
Yeah.
Making decisions or conclusions without knowing shit.
And in fact, we three are from Buenos Aires, and we are known as being judgmental. I mean, people from Buenos Aires are known as being judgmental. And I remember meeting a Kiwi girl, and she lived in Cordoba. Like, let's say she did an exchange, and she did the exchange in Cordoba in Argentina, and obviously she got judgment about people that live in Buenos Aires being judgmental, and so she told me that. And when she said, funny thing is, I started being judgmental with her. You know how she expected that from me, so I gave it to her.
in I think Argentinians are so judgmental. I was thinking about especially. I remember my wife saying that. If you're a woman, other women will scan you like Terminator, like look at the t-shirt. No tits. No.
Wow.
Catching all the time what you're wearing, what you're not. And I feel that sometimes I'm like that as well here. Look at that. Look at the way they dress. And here they don't care. Here in New Zealand, no one cares about how you're dressed. You can see people in the supermarket in pajamas. Or I've seen a guy dressed up once like Lilo and Stitch. He was dressed up like Stitch, like walking in the middle of the street. No one gives.
You don't judge people, especially. I think that's very important because first it's multicultural, so you never judge people on appearance or anything they're wearing, anything they're doing.
Wait.
And that's completely opposite.
Wait. That is what you see from the outside, but inside they are humans and they still do it, but in silence. The problem is the Argentinian, they are outspoken.
How do you know they do it?
Because then when you start to ask, they actually say it themselves. Oh, she was wearing this shit. What can you expect? Of course she didn't have money. Like shit like that. They all say it. I don't believe that New Zealanders are enlightened and they don't judge because it's not true. They're just more polite. It's like the English. Oh, hi, yes, of course. But then boom. Inside,
are you sure? I feel it's less judgmental. Yeah, first, yes, I agree. They won't say it, and they won't say it in front of other people. But at the same time, I think it's less. Like, people here walk barefoot. In Buenos Aires, if you walk barefoot, people yell at you from the cars.
But that's them, because here still barefoot is being cool. I go barefoot everywhere.
Well, so here, you know, people don't judge. That people won't yell things at you from the car. Well, we're saying Argentina, but actually I've got experience in Buenos Aires. I don't know the rest of the country. In Buenos Aires, people yell things at you from the car if you're doing something that is a bit out of the ordinary.
Yep.
So let's go deeper than just what you're wearing. This is like, we judge people at work all the time. We judge people that, I don't know, serve us every day. And sometimes we judge, you know, even our family.
The meaning, and I think a meaning of being judgmental is when you do you see someone doing something and you say, this person is blah, blah.
Yeah.
You make your own conclusion about that person.
That's it. You put a label on that person because of something you saw, and now you have already judged that person.
Yes. And the funny thing, and I'm going to bring up a topic related to this, is that your conclusions are based on your own beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most likely you're going to be wrong. And then my topic here related to this is that sometimes it's hard for me is sometimes we judge situations that we think they are bad, but we don't know if they're bad. They are just happening, right? So sometimes we think we know what's best for us, and then when the universe gives us something, or life gives you something, and we start judging, I don't want this, this is not for me, why this is happening to me, we start judging rather than accepting. That's also judgmental.
And once you make your own internal judgment about a situation or a person, how many times can you remember that life actually proved you wrong? And then you were like, oh, I was wrong. But then you continue to judge, even that a few times you know you missed the target.
Yes. So why do we do it? Why do we judge?
Because you need to make decisions. You're doing it all the time because you want to say, can I trust this person or not? Or how is this person? You want to be able to predict what that person is going to be in the future. So that's why
it's a sense of control, false sense of control.
Control or self-preservance, or let's say survival.
Yeah.
Right. It comes probably from the instinct of survival that judge things as dangerous or not dangerous or things like that, because it was very important.
Yes.
But so then what are you doing with this? Like, what? How do you consider yourself? That you are really judgmental, or with the age you are mellowing down? Or?
Well, I realize how easy it is to make a judgment about someone very quickly and then be wrong about it because you were making an assumption. You were sure about something, and then actually you're proven wrong. I mean, I did this recently where I judged one of my son's friends because of something that was happening. And in my mind, I had already all figured out, and this friend actually was not a good person for my son. And then I asked my son, and then all my assumptions were wrong. It's like, oh my god, and I felt so bad because I was judging a 9-year-old kid. And
yes, but I think it's because, yes, we are scared. I think we are scared. We are scared of living life to and unfold as life is. We try to judge because we think that if we judge it, then we're gonna know it better. We're going to that situation, that person is like this. We label it and that's it. I feel relieved because I know what's the outcome is going to be, and we have no idea.
So how do you think empathy or compassion are tied up with judgment? Like, the older I become, or let's say instead of older, the wiser I become.
Let's say older.
Yeah, okay. Bastard. Those are my friends. Okay.
Experienced.
Yeah, experienced. That's a good word. I tend to do it less, and actually I try to, instead of judging straight away, more like the empathy and compassion. Like, I always think that people are doing their best they can with the awareness. And I'm not saying that I'm enlightened and I do it all the time. And I fuck it up 1,000 times. But I do know that the bigger my compassion and empathy, the less I judge.
I think, yes. And I also, as I grow and get older, also I judge less, but the main reason I think is because I realize that my assumptions are wrong a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And so rather than judge, and I'm not saying that at some point, once, if the assumptions are proved true, then I am going to make a judgment sometimes about certain people. But what I realize is that when I'm judging too quickly, that it's better first to test your assumptions, because you're making judgments on assumptions, and that's the problem. I think it's okay to make judgments when you've actually clarified everything. But, I used to
assume a lot of details or a lot of data before you judge. It's true.
Exactly. I mean, clarify, communicate with a person. I used to do the character assassination, and that was based a lot on assumptions. For me, it was all in my mind. I figured it out. It was a bit like playing chess. It was like, yep, blah, blah, I can see
from the movements.
Yep,
I'm going to say this, you're going to say that.
That's it. I don't need to talk to this person anymore.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Oh, God. Yeah. I saw everything. I saw everything in my mind.
But that's what we all do, right? Like, even like yesterday, my friend thought her father had COVID, and I said, why? Do you have the test? No, but the symptoms, oh my God, she was crying, trying to calm down, blah, blah. And this morning the result was negative. So I said, yeah. Do you see that your mind is telling you that everything is wrong and it's not true? Yeah, but it's just so hard to do it until you have, like, you know?
Right. So she ruined her, like, 24 hours of waiting.
4 hours was fucked.
Yeah. Or judging.
Because of, it going, like, I assume that they're positive.
Right. And she couldn't, at that moment, her assumption, her mind was telling her, this is the truth.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
It's funny because all the evidence is usually based on emotions rather than facts. Because if she would have, seen the facts, the only thing that she had was symptoms, and that could be anything. But in her mind, that feeling of desperation and worry and fear, overtook everything, overtook the rational mind to say, wait.
Yeah, the same happens every time we judge someone. Or
so judgment then comes from emotion. There's a big part that comes from emotion, because we think, as Pablo was saying, with your son's friend, you are thinking all this scenario about that person. But in the end, the emotion was, I don't want my son to be with this person because this person might be a bad influence to my son, for example. So it was an emotion that came to your mind. Of course, there's a lot of rationalization, right? But in the end, it was an emotion.
So what do you think? Like, is there any tips not to do it? Or is,
well,
it comes down to self-awareness.
I think you have to be very aware of what the situation is. Because then I've been told the story of this lady walking on the street, and suddenly comes a man of a different race, and she feels this fear, and she's like, "Wow, why am I being so judgmental just because someone is from a different race?" So she kept walking without listening to what her body was telling her, and she was attacked by this person. Now what happened then later on, she remembered she had seen this person in doing something dodgy or something, and but at that moment she didn't remember that, but her body was telling her. So don't think that everything you judge, you know, there may be a reason, but if you're judging like someone, a personality, for an assumption you're making, I think you have then think that it's probably, you have to clarify your assumptions. But if it's your body telling you run, I think listen to your body, because in that situation your body was,
it's just like a fine line. It's like
it's hard
with yourself, and like as you're going to criticize me for saying this, but 90% of people don't know where their feet are, so you know they don't feel, they are not aware, you know, just people are with the automatic thing, you know, so they don't even know they are judging.
I'm not sure, Mariana, that's a generalization, that's a judgment. You're being judgmental with people. I'm not sure. I think we know when we are judging, but we always find reasons to be judgmental.
But we are not aware that we are judging. I think that's Mariana's point.
Yeah, that's
we are judging, but we are not being aware.
I think we're aware we're judging, but I think we justify our judgment.
No, I think, look, 7 years ago, I was not aware of my thought patterns or the difference between instinct and mind talking bullshit. And I'm someone that spent quite a lot of time doing inner work. And we know that not that many people spend time doing inner work. So I do believe that people don't know they are judging without knowing. Like,
but you see, aren't you making an assumption there?
Yes.
But it's your experience. Maybe it's your experience, because in your experience, 7 years ago, you were being judgmental without realizing.
Yes.
Now, you're aware of being judgmental. Yes. That's completely different.
But you're still judging.
Yes.
Of course. We will continue judging.
No, because this is interesting thing, because you're saying that because 7 years ago you were judgmental and you were not aware, you feel that 90% of people,
Pablo,
are doing that.
I went to a psychologist at 14 years old. So I was a person that was like in the search for answers. Not many people were interested to do that unless they have a fucking panic attack. So don't tell me that generalization is not that far away.
It doesn't matter others. Let's talk about us. And
this is interesting
experience.
Because that is a typical judgment based on an assumption, isn't it?
It's a judgment. That's, yeah, Baudo has a point over there.
Yes, and I'm not saying that I don't judge. I just said that at least now I'm aware when I do it, and I'm aware that I'm doing it right now in public.
So when we make judgments, they're supposed to help us in some way.
Why?
And so do you think, well,
no,
because
I don't think so. Not always.
I mean, your mind makes judgments because in the past you had to make judgments.
But I think your mind makes you think that it's useful. Maybe it's not always useful. I think what is hard is to discriminate and say, okay, in this case, judgment is, it helps me, but in this case, it's just my ego talking and it's not telling, it's not leading to anywhere.
Okay.
That's why it's hard.
So Mariana, so I ask you, saying that 90% of people are not aware they're judging, is that helping you?
Yeah, because it helps me understand why you cannot connect with that many people. If not, it will be like a much more sociable world, no? And people will not be on drugs and alcohol, or they wouldn't need to like fucking destroy something at work for them to get a promotion, right? No, I'm just like, okay. Hey, some general things that happen in everyday lives of everybody, right? And, you know, that's my point.
Well, but wait, because, okay. But so here, your assumption is that because you're not connecting with these people, it must be because they're judgmental, but they're not aware.
No, in general, they are unaware of themselves. I'm not saying that they are judging or not. In general, people act by impulse without analyzing. Okay, they don't say I'm unhappy. They just are in social media. They're not even aware that they're doing it because they are empty.
But what's your point, Pablo, here?
Well, I find this very interesting because we're talking about being judgmental and whether, I mean, is it good or not to be judgmental? I mean, in general, we'll say that being overly critical or jump to conclusions or is probably not a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I find interesting that Mariana made the comment that 90% of people are not aware they're being judgmental.
Well, so, we are being judgmental with Mariana now.
No, that in itself is a judgment. I'm not saying Mariana is a person I'm not saying she's judgmental, but I'm saying that action.
But I am, because I'm human. Of course I'm going to judge.
I think we are judging all the time.
That's
I think it's unavoidable.
So we are judging, but do we want to judge?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. I think in an ideal scenario, if we are more aware, we would choose and say, okay, in this situation, I have to judge. For example, I don't know, something has to do with analytical work or something that it's, or you're seeing a house and you're being judgmental, which is fine. You're being overcritical in some things that you need to be overcritical. But then in other situations, it's your ego talking. And that's where it comes. I think everything falls into the same bucket, right? It's being aware. If you're aware, you're not judging properly. You're judging properly because there's no point otherwise. You are enlightened or you are being aware and there's no need. Like, for example, in the case of that lady you're talking about, that lady that was walking in the street and got attacked by someone of a different race. Another example could have been that person didn't got attacked by that person and that was just being judgmental, but in her body, because her whole life, her parents were talking about that particular race very, very bad and detrimental. And that created a whole pattern in her mind, a belief that people with that race are bad. And, you know, and then her body will cringe. And that happens. And that's completely unaware for her. And she felt it. It's in her body.
What she felt is that she was being judgmental with someone because they were from a different race. But actually, it was the reason she was feeling that is it was not because the person was from a different race.
None of the race, because she's seen some.
She saw him doing something.
But in that case, she was not being judgmental about the race. She was being judgmental about the situation of danger.
But she did it. But rationally, she felt she was being judgmental about the race. That's why she didn't take precaution.
Yeah.
So, what?
If we're taking the definition that being judgmental is being overly critical, then I would say it's not a good thing.
Overly critical.
Right. Yeah, but it's not a good thing.
Kind of fine lines where semantics plays a role, right? Because I don't know, overcritical or maybe just critical, or what can we not criticize? Is it good to criticize? Like, you know, you can go, it becomes a like philosophical conversation, really.
That's what we are for.
Yeah, but it's just, it's to judge, criticize, for sure. Is that what it is? Or is it to juggle different data and try to...
That would be, in that case, I think that's fine. You're just being rational and analyzing things. And you can be overcritical, and it might help you or not. If you are looking for a new house and you are overcritical, then you most likely won't find any house.
Well, now when you said that, it sparked my mind a little bit of maybe when someone is overcritical, it's because they're quite negative as well, because you have to be quite aware of the negatives of that situation or that person. So, you know, like you have a more intense sort of focus on the negativity of, I don't know, I'm just...
Yeah, we don't know. It depends on the person, no? If that person, that's the challenge to overcome, right?
I think you mentioned the house, but I think the problem being judgmental with the house, right? But the problem is when you're being judgmental with people. And so if you're going to be overly critical with people in general, I think that may get you into trouble.
Yes, it's perfectionism, no?
It was. Speaks a lot about insecurity, right? Because you are really good at pointing out the shit of the others when definitely you must not be pointing out your own shit. Again, what I just said, Pablo, you are welcome to say that that's a judge.
Projection.
No, you did. You haven't judged anyone.
Well, I don't know. I just said this is what I think. A person that judged a lot is insecure.
But you didn't say 90% of people do this. Yeah. The interesting thing is, you know how I used to do character assassination, but actually, now remember, I used to think, look, I'm not sure whether this person is bad or a good person, but I know that the way they relate to me is not good.
That's a good point. That's a fucking good point.
Because I know that a lot of people are going to say that this is a great person. And it may be that with them they are. But for what I've seen, the way they relate to me, they're not good.
When we talk about character assassination, you said that that's something that he wanted to change, and that was not good.
Right.
So?
And I think I have changed, but the interesting thing is that sometimes you can take precautions, even if I'm not being overly critical with the person, because sometimes I wasn't judging the person, although probably I was. In a way, I felt it may be that I'm wrong. It may be that they're not a bad person. But the way they relate to me is not good. So whether they're a bad person or not, I don't care. I think they're not. But even if I'm wrong, it doesn't matter, because the way they relate to me is not good anyway.
But what you did was you took something that they did, and then you... It basically, you build up all the thing about what that person was.
Revealed.
Exactly, but you didn't have the chance to talk to that person and ask them what happened here. And that person can say, oh, I'm so sorry, I haven't realized I've done that with you. And maybe that would, I don't know, that person could be completely different. Mm. You don't know. And what you did was you just shut down the door and say, that's it. You arrived to the, you were judging, basically.
Yes. And I never gave them a chance to, and I never said, this bothers me, Because how about if they didn't know that what they were doing was bothering me? But in my mind, it was obvious that what they were doing was bothering me. So I didn't really need to ask them.
Yes. Yes.
They were doing it on purpose. So,
yeah.
So obviously, we don't want to do that.
No.
Well, I think the key is, of course, we're going to judge. It's like in the human nature.
Yes. But
be aware. Every time you do it, and like start to realize that you are fucking judging, and go beyond that if you can at the moment of realizing. And I think, you know, other things will pop out.
Yes, and when you cut yourself judging, ask the question, why I am judging this person, this situation, what is behind, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. What is happening? What I'm not seeing? Why am? Because otherwise, if think about this, we are not judging everything, right? I'm not judging the mug. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
But what about those things? So if you are not judging those things, that means that sometimes we don't judge. So there's a chance that we could not judge something.
I think also the cleaner you become inside, let's say, to not talk about purification because it sounds like too airy, fairy, spiritual, the less you judge because you are so good within yourself that it doesn't matter what you see from others outside or any situation. You're just so much enjoying yourself that you don't need to.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because it has happened to me and I'm like, ah, okay, this is what fucking Buddha talks about, you know, like the world inside is the only world that you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, people.
I think that was a good way.
I do have some final thoughts for me from this conversation, and it's we're all going to be judged. No, sorry, we are all going to judge. We judge. And it's okay to judge, but we can't try not to be judgmental. And I think they're not the same.
Yeah.
We're gonna make judgments, that's fine, but when you're making a judgment, you can ask yourself whether you're being judgmental.
And I remember something my father used to do, that sometimes maybe he was seeing someone, I don't know, tall or fat or whatever that person was, and he would say, like, this person is fat, for example. And when you say that, that implies that you see yourself as slim, right? Because otherwise he wouldn't be judging. So
That's true.
When you got yourself judging, yes, why are you doing that? What is behind that? That would be my takeout is, what are you doing? What are you hiding? What are you afraid of that you have to judge? Otherwise you won't even care about that.
Completely true.
Marianne, Marianne, final thoughts?
No, just keep digging in, keep being aware. Don't put your bullshit onto others, don't project. Just become more aware of yourself and always think that the other person is doing their best with what they have. Right. That's it. Okay, people. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. Hope you enjoyed this conversation of beautiful ghosts. We invite you to join our community in our Facebook page. Get in touch if you'd like to talk with us or be a guest in the podcast. To find out when new conversations are being published, subscribe to the YouTube channel or in your favorite podcast app. Our website is beautifulghosts.org. We appreciate your feedback and comments. Have a beautiful week.